Masechet Avot Perek He, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Asara Devarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbat Ben Hashem Ashot. Says the Mishnah, 10 things were created during the twilight time of the first Shabbat at the end of the sixth day of creation. Ve'eluhen, and these are them. Biha'aretz, number one, the mouth of the earth that swallowed the members of the Korach rebellion. According to many Rishonim, what we're saying is, not that the actual mouth of the earth was created at that time and left covered up for 2,500 years, but the earth was given the ability to open at a certain point in time. When it's going to be needed, thousands of years later, the earth is going to have the capability to open up, as opposed to how the earth would have functioned beforehand. Hashem created the world a certain way, and the world continues down that trajectory until needed, until Hashem needed a certain miracle to happen in order to prove something. So what we're really doing over here is, technically speaking, if Hashem is making a miracle later on in time that uproots what he wanted to happen at the time of creation, he's sort of contradicting himself and saying that what he did at the point of creation wasn't entirely correct. So if all of the miracles that Hashem is going to do are programmed into creation, any change in the laws of how the world works, if it's programmed into how things are supposed to be, that when there's 2,500 years later after the creation of the world, a rebellion of Korach and his people, and Hashem wants to make a point of having them swallowed up by the earth, that was already programmed into the creation itself, and it's not Hashem coming and changing what he had programmed in earlier on. No, Hashem had that from the time of Maaseh Bereshit, and we're going to say the same for everything else in the Mishnah. The items that we're listing over here were added in during twilight, right before the end of the creation, because there were going to be one-time occurrences that were needed, as opposed to how the other miracles were programmed into earlier times of the creation of the world, because they weren't just one-time instances, but they were things that were going to happen and operate in different scenarios. So we'll continue along that theme for the rest of the Mishnah. We said, Pi Ha'aretz, the mouth of the earth that was swallowed by the members of Korach's rebellion, number one. Number two, Pi Ha'be'er, the mouth of the well where the Jewish people drank from during their time in the desert. It was actually, the Be'er was a rock. And that rock satiated, gave the Jewish people water to drink from throughout their entire journey. Number three, Pi Ha'aton, the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bil'am. Number four, Hakeshet, the rainbow, which appeared as a sign after the flood that Hashem would never destroy the world again. Number five, Vehaman, the man which satiated the Jewish people throughout their 40 years in the desert. The understanding here would be that the Shamayim was given the ability at that time to produce man when it would be needed later on in the future. Number six, Behamateh, the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu, the staff that Moshe would bring all the miracles of the Yetziat Mitzrayim story through. Number seven, Vehashamir, the Shamir worm. The worm over here was used in order to split open difficult objects, hard objects. It was used to engrave the names of the tribes on the stones that were worn by the Kohen Gadol and also by Melech Shlomo to cut stones in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash. Number eight, Vaketav, the writing on the tablets. The writing here, the Ketav we're talking about, is the letters engraved on the Ten Commandments. They were engraved on the tablets. They were unique in the fact that you have certain letters, like the letter Samech, the letter Mem, where the inner parts of those letters, if you look at them, there's an inner part to it. Those parts remained in place, even though technically they weren't connected to anything. That was the miracle of what happened. Number nine, V'hamichtav, the reading of the tablets, the fact that you have the ability to read the tablets from both directions, even though a letter technically should only be read from one side and should be the opposite on the other. A miracle happened here, and it was readable from both sides. And number 10, Valuhot, the tablets themselves, the tablets, even though they were made from a stone, they were massive, they had the ability to be rolled up. Other Tanaim add three more items. Ve'eshomrim, Afa Mazikin, Ukvurato Shel Moshe, ve'elo shel Avraham Avinu. Some say that the mazikin are destructive forces known as sometimes as shedim, as some sort of, for lack of a better word, demons, were also made during that time where they were created as souls, but not enough time for bodies, so they were some sort of spirits without physical form. The burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, the burial place where nobody knows where it is, Ad HaYom HaZeh, until this day, that wherever anybody was standing, they were able to see it, but when they got there, it was in a different location. And the Elo Shel Yitzhak of Shel Avraham Avinu, the ram that Avraham Avinu used as a substitute for his son Yitzhak, that ram also was made at that time during twilight. And the third opinion, Veshomrim Af Sevat Bisva Asuya, the first tongues were made with the heavenly tongues. In other words, for a blacksmith to make tongues, he needs to hold a pair of tongues in the fire with another pair of tongues. So that original pair of tongues that held, that had the ability to hold another pair of tongues in the fire, where had that, how was that created? So we said that the first pair of tongues couldn't have been made naturally because you didn't have another pair to hold them into place. So Hashem made the first pair at that point in time, which gave the ability for other tongues to be made afterwards.